thanks for being here. We're going to open up the floor over to the far right, NathanBairdCleveland.com.
Ryan, it's not, I guess, necessarily that Kyle has had protection issues like chronically, but there were a couple of instances last week with the fumble and the grounding call, and there's been a couple other plays like that. I guess just how are you counseling him right now through those situations as I guess he continues to grow in the way that he anticipates those pressure situations?
Pressure, why is blitzed a lot? You saw Kyle sort of throwing off the back foot a lot, maybe not getting the arm strength that you expect to see. Is that coachable? Is that just a kid reacting to the pressure, or is it a mechanical breakdown somewhere else?
I think there was a little bit of both going on. I think they brought one more. You know, you saw some zero pressure, and anytime that happens, we'll certainly see some of that this week, where they bring one more than you can block. And when that happens, sometimes you do have to drift away from the extra defender to buy yourself enough time for the receivers to get open. And in that moment, you know, you may take the ball a little bit off the ball to allow the receiver to react. But there were other times where that wasn't the case, where, like you said, there was either a breakdown in protection, which, certainly the O-line has their part of it, but also it's just tight ends, it's the running backs, it's everybody involved. But certainly what we want to do is we want to take a good drop, we want to get our feet in the ground, and, you know, all the power from throwing the ball comes from your cleats being in the dirt. So, there were some times probably where we're drifting a little too much.
Did you recruit Drew Aller when he was in high school, and just kind of what was that relationship like?
Well, he's an Ohio kid who had a great career. We already had Quinn Ewers committed to us, and then there was a reclassification, and at that point he was already committed to Penn State. But a lot of respect for him, for his program, and certainly being from the state of Ohio, he's a very good player.
What do you think of the player he is now, and kind of what kind of threats is he going to pose to the defense?
I think he's done a good job in his first year. He's had poise. You know, he's a big, strong quarterback who, leads the team well and manages the game well and has a good makeup. I think he's got a bright future ahead of him.
Cameron T. Robinson, The Athletic.
Ryan, that touchdown Kyle threw to Cade, where he just kind of ripped it in that tight end a little bit. Kyle seems to be getting more and more confident with his arm and his eyes, just letting the ball rip more and more. How have you seen that growth over these first 6 weeks?
Yeah, I think every week it improves, it gets better. There's certain things that, you know, you see for the first time every time you're out there. I think the one thing that's unique about our opponents this year is that almost every defense has been significantly different week in and week out. You saw something last week that we hadn't really prepared for in the last couple of years with, you know, very different defense. Notre Dame was different. Maryland was very different. You know, each week, you know, the fronts are different, the coverages are different. So it's great learning for all of our guys to be able to, you know, identify what they're up against, learn from it, and then grow.
Have a quarterback like that who's gaining that confidence and just trusting his arm and his eyes more. What's that conversation like with him as you try to add more to his plate?
Yeah, I think you're trying to build the confidence up, and you're trying to, challenge – everybody, but certainly, you know, Kyle to grow in certain areas and he's responded well to that. I think, you know, he's responded well to the challenges. I mean, this challenge that we have this week is going to be a big one. I mean, this is a very good team, very good defense, certainly well documented that they're, you know, the best defense in the country statistically, have a lot of guys returning off of last year's team. So, he knows we got to have a great week, and you know, that's for everybody on the team. We got to have a great week of preparation, obviously.
Ryan, how can you tell you're facing a great defense if they haven't faced any top offenses?
Well, you know what they are coming off of last year. They're a very, very good defense. And you can see the turnovers they're creating. And, they played against some solid teams. It's not like, you know, they haven't played against anybody. They played against, you know, some Big Ten teams. And you can just see the one-on-one matchups. And then also, like you said, coming off of last year. I mean, these guys have played before and some veteran guys on that side of the ball. So, I mean, they're a very good defense.
And they've created some turnovers this year, a bunch of interceptions against Illinois. How much do you talk to Kyle about that this week? Is it more than any other week or the same as it always is?
Just like every week, yeah. It's just when you're in games like this, as we know, it could come down to one play. So everything is amped up. The consequences are higher, the stakes are higher, and that's the way you want it. You know, we've already been in one of these games this year, but it's just a reminder when you get in these types of games.
Dave Biddle, 24/7 Sports.
Dallin Hayden got his first extended action. What did you see out of him that you liked?
Yeah, I thought when the ball was in his hand, he did some really good things. I thought our O-line opened up some better holes, but Dallin ran hard well as well. I thought once he got through the line of scrimmage, you know, he got up to the safeties, and one run in particular, you know, he really lowered his shoulder and ran the safety over, which I think he's, you know, number 31 for Purdue's, a really good young safety, and he finished that run really well. So that was probably his best run, but you saw his feet move in the hole, and that was great, especially for somebody who hasn't really played this year.
He seems like one of those guys when the lights come on, he always performs, like going back to the Maryland game last year against Purdue. Is there something holding him back in practice? Maybe that he's not doing well?
No, I think, again, that the best thing that Dallin does is when the ball's in his hand. And, you know, he does a nice job with that. I mean, there's certainly more to it than that, but you know, we're happy with how he played on Saturday.
Over to the right, Dom Tavary, WBNS.
Coach, I don't know what you can get into. How healthy are you guys? Any word on Trey, Mayan? Mecca.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into all those guys, but hopeful that we'll have all those guys back for Saturday.
The other thing, you know what it's like playing over there, noon kick here. Just what's your message to the fans coming this week?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing is, you know, I know I talked to Gene about this, and you know, one of the biggest things that he mentioned to me was getting everybody, you know, in the stadium early. You know, we want to do that. We've done that in the past, you know, just to set the tone. But this is one of those games that, you know, we've got to really create a hostile environment for Penn State, in particular their offense. You know, when we're really loud in the stadium, anytime that their offense has the ball, it makes it very difficult to operate. The communication, the snap count, you know, all of those things. And so the louder we can be, it doesn't matter whether it's third down, red zone, short yardage. You know, if they're operating and they're on the field, the louder we can be, the more hostile that we can be, advantage Buckeyes. So, you know, that's really one of the things this week that I'll be talking about, because, you know, this is a big game, but we got them here in the shoe, and let's make it, you know, as loud as we possibly can.
Clay Hall, WSYX.
When you're facing a defense like this, they're number one in a couple of categories, number two in another. Are you trying to find – is there a weakness to find, or you know that's not going to happen? Or when you sit around that table, somebody says, hey, I think we ought to – I've just noticed they don't do this well. I mean, has that moment happened, or you know that's not going to happen this week?
I think the first thing, anytime you're looking at a game plan, you look at the personnel, and then you look at the scheme, and you try to do the best you can based on the personnel you have, based on the personnel that they have, what gives our guys the best chance to be successful, to move the ball down the field and score touchdowns. There's a lot that comes with that. Certainly there's the schematics of it all. It's also what your team knows, what your team has practiced. There's also things that will come into the game plan that, you know, are specific to your opponent. That's not any different this week than any other week, but there's a lot of hours spent in those meeting rooms going through that to make sure that, you know, our players are playing fast. And I think that's important for coaches to, you know, give them a clean plan, you know, not to put too much on them. You don't want them thinking too much. You want them playing fast.
Austin Ward, the podcast, Rivals.
Ryan, I know you'd never use an injury for an excuse for a game, because you probably knew you weren't going to have a Mecca on Saturday, but how much – do you feel that in a game, considering all the different ways that you can use a Mecca, and maybe some of the creative stuff that we saw, maybe with Xavier specifically, how much of that is just a product of not having a Mecca?
Well, yeah, Mecca, you know, we all know the production that Mecca's had and the impact that he's had on our offense the last couple of years. And anytime you don't have somebody like that, it does affect your offense for sure. We do have great depth. When we lost Chip, we did get, you know, we didn't panic, but it was concerning, because now you've lost three of your starting running backs, and or, you know, three of your, you know, your top running backs. And the great news was Dallin was able to step up in a big way. Xavier was able to step up in a big way. And, you know, I thought Xavier, you know, graded out a champion. He played well in a lot of areas. He's very versatile for us. You saw him doing a lot of things, running the ball, catching, blocking. And, you know, when you have veteran guys like that who can do many things, you do have to get creative. You have to figure out ways to kind of make it work, because ultimately nobody cares. You got to figure out a way to get it done.
What is it about Xavier that allows you to use him in such a variety of ways?
Well, I think the first thing is he became a great special teams player over his career here. So he's a really good football player fundamentally. The second thing is he played running back. He actually played cornerback for a little time here, and he's played receiver. So he's able to do many things. You know, he can be physical and block because he's learned how to play special teams. He can carry the ball. He can run routes. And when you do that and you have that skill set, you're a real weapon.
Cleveland.com.
With the situation that's going on with Chip Trey in mind right now, I know you guys wanted to redshirt him, but given the way he performed last week, but also what's going on with that room, has that decision changed at all, whether or not you guys redshirt him?
I mean, we're still going to do what we think is best to win every game, and it was great to see Down run out there and play well in the game. So, you know, when that decision has to be made, we'll make that decision. That decision doesn't have to be made right now because we still have a little bit more wiggle room, but you know, if it comes down to winning games, then certainly, you know, we'll sit down with Down and make sure we're all on the same page. But I know Down wants to play, and Down wants to do what's best for himself, but also for Ohio State.
For us on the outside, when we see Down run, whether it's last year or on Saturday, it seems like he's hitting holes, reading it the right way. But sometimes the way you have talked about him in the past, it's you bring up stuff like the ball security, maybe the pass pro. Is he still developing those areas, and does he is the ball security an issue in practice? Because we haven't necessarily seen it.
No. I think, like you said, I mean, the number one job of a running back is to take care of the ball. I think, you know, you can check that box, you know, for Dallin. So that's been great. And so, yeah, the more opportunities he gets, you know, the better he's gonna be. And so we'll see how this week shakes out.
Steve Hellwagon, 24/7 Sports.
Yeah, Coach, the Devin Brown package there on the goal line, the red zone, just what were your thoughts? Looked like you had it down there three times with him and got two touchdowns and then had the ball knocked out the other time, which kind of predictable, I suppose, with a guy in a new situation. Just what were your thoughts about how that all played out? Is it here to stay?
Yeah, I think when you get down into those type of situations, you know, the numbers start to, you know, work against you on offense. And when you add the quarterback into it, it can change those numbers. But the great thing about Devin is that, you know, he can throw the ball well. You've seen the throw he made to Brandon at the end of the game. He's not, you know, just a running quarterback. However, he is big, strong, and athletic and competitive. And so we, you know, had been messing around a little bit with it, but felt like going into that game with the weather situation, at least the forecast about midweek, we can't get caught in a situation like we had in the past maybe. So that was part of it. And then we added that down in the red zone and felt like it was a good package schematically and wanted to let Devin go and kind of get his feet wet in that area and flush out any possible mistakes that may happen. I thought he ran hard. I thought he competed. I think he, hopefully learned his lesson there on that one, but it certainly does give us a different wrinkle, and you know we'll continue to build on that package.
Whitney Harden, WCMH.
Marty, you just mentioned the weather. It's going to be similar potentially this weekend. So how good is it? What the guys showed at Purdue as far as short yardage, third down, that you might have to replicate a big time this weekend?
Yeah, I mentioned it during the bye week. You know, you're into October and November in the Big Ten, so it's going to. It's going to be, you know, at least three probably bad weather games, and so we got to handle it. So we'll practice in it this week if it shows up and be ready to go. But you know, we got to be able to run our whole offense. You know, we got to be able to run everything. But we'll always look for ways that we can, you know, adapt to the environment, adapt to the situation when appropriate. Yeah.
Wrinkle you guys showed was a QB sneak, or you know, tush push, whatever everybody wants to call it these days. It seems like an easy play, but how much goes into one making that call on that play and two go actually converting it?
Yeah, I mean, there's pluses and minuses to everything that you do, and you know, we try to, you know, we don't just have one or two plays in those situations. We have a handful of things that we work on, things that we save, things that you know, we try to grow upon, things that, you know, we do in a game that we try to have a counter off of it, you know, all those types of things. And so we felt like that was a good moment to get that right there and secure that first down. And we'll keep looking at ways to do everything we can to get that yard or two in short yardage.
Joey Cochran, Columbus Dispatch.
And just to follow up on Drew Aller's recruitment, you mentioned at the time Quinn reclassified, and then you looked at Drew, and he was already committed to Penn State. Is recruiting a player in that situation kind of like being – trying to man the drive where you're backed up against your own goal line. I imagine it's difficult to really pull that off.
Yeah. If you're into those type of situations, for sure. We were always respectful of the situation. He was always respectful of the situation. He and his family were great, and it's kind of the way it played out. But a lot of respect for those guys. When you're committed somewhere and you have a relationship over time, it's just one of those things where you talk to them and reach out and just see if anything were ever to change, let us know. But at the same time, he was committed to Penn State, and we respected that.
Earlier, you asked about the guys who were hurt. Denzel wasn't in that group. Is the hope for him also to be back?
Yeah.
Dudley Maurice, Kings of Columbus.
Ryan, it seems like Penn State had, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 guys who can really get after the passer.
Yeah.
What do you think of them, and what do you think of the way your offensive line has protected Kyle so far this year?
Well, I think there's always plays that we can improve on, but this will be, the biggest challenge to date. They're, very twitchy, very quick. They get after the quarterback at a high level. Both ends, are NFL players for sure. They've been very productive, disruptive. And so, our tackles in particular are going to have to do a great job. They are creative about, where they align guys and everything. So it's going to be everybody. They do a lot of moving and do a lot of blitzing. So, we're going to be on our game, but, it's been like that against Penn State for a long time.
And I think Penn State's second in the nation in time of possession. They haven't been very explosive offensively, but they grind it out. Numbers of plays for you guys and number of possessions has been something that's come up this year. Is there anything you have to prepare for in case this is a short possession game, because that's stylistically kind of how they play?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I think they've done a really good job this year. They have a good offense, a good offensive line, big and strong. The running backs run hard. But some of those games that they've been in with all the turnovers, I think, and maybe the Iowa game, there was 90 to plays to like in the mid-30s, which I've never heard that before. And so they've done an unbelievable job of creating turnovers and, giving their offense the ball. And then, like you said, they've kind of held on to the ball and played complimentary football there. So, yeah, we got to look into all those things. Certainly taking care of the football is going to be of utmost importance here. But they've done a nice job of that. So, we'll have to have contingency plans in place for that.
Brendan Gulick, Buckeyes Now on Sports Illustrated.
Coach, actually kind of building off Doug's question, Penn State's almost dead last in the country in number of plays that have gone for 20 or more yards. They just haven't had a lot of explosive plays. I'm curious how hard it is to prepare for things that maybe you haven't seen on film. Like you think you know what a team is capable of because you see their talent, but how hard is it to prepare for something that you haven't actually seen?
Yeah, I guess that's a question that comes up at the beginning of every season, but when you're this far into the year, typically that's not something that gets talked about a whole lot. But to your point, they've done a lot of they've had a lot of plays in plus territory and, certainly in the red zone. I think maybe they lead the country in most plays in the red zone. So, you may not see as many of those types of plays, but certainly, they have them.